Blog Talk Radio.
Brethren, I pray you sing to the Lord a new song. Sing praise in the assembly of the righteous. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praise of God be on the mouths of the saints and a two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the demonic nations and punishments on those peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them this written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Shalom, brothers, and all of my sisters from the tribes of Israel, tribe of Judah, real Israelites, this is the truth.
Is there anybody out there, that wanna hear the truth? Is there anybody out there, that wanna hear the truth? We've been lied to from the beginning, way back when I was in high school. The history was the truth. Then I read, we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews.
It's a Bible, where I read it.
They stole our nationality, lied about our history, then turned around trying to be like us too. But the Bible says,
we are the Jews,
we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews. We're the Hebrew Israelites, people, and we got our own style. That's why they wanna be us. We're the Israelites, 'cause we are the Jews. We are the Jews. We are the Jews. We're the Hebrew Israelites. Israelites, the greatest nationality to be. When you find out the truth, we're the Hebrew Israelites. Israelites.
All my people living in the ghetto club. You're God's chosen people. Hey. Struggling so hard, you wonder why it's gotta be this way. But the Most High said that we would suffer for turning our backs and breaking all of his commandments. Yeah, we got a chance to get it right.
We're the Israelites,
and that's the best news I had heard all my life.
When I read, we are the Jews, we are the Jews, we are the Jews. And they stole our nationality.
And they lied
about our history. Yeah. They turned around trying to be like us too. But the Bible says,
we are the Jews.
We are the Jews. We are the Jews.
Do you know what I'm saying to you?
Israelites, people, and we got our own style. That's why they wanna be
like us. That's why they wanna be like us.
We're the Israelites. Yeah. We are the Jews. We are the Jews.
You take the time.
We are the Jews.
And we don't bother.
We're the Hebrew Israelites.
You find out who you are.
The greatest nationality to be.
The greatest nationality.
You find out the truth.
It's to be a Jew.
We're the Hebrew Israelites.
Slow it down, because I know some of y'all mind tripping right now. Go get your Bible. Go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 68. This is going to break down the curses that's on God's people. And it matches what we went through. We were the slaves that was on those ships that came over here through the slave trade. The Bible talks about this. We are the chosen people. It's not them Jews over there in Israel claiming to be Jews. We are the real Jews.
We are the Jews. We are the Jews. We are the Bible.
Best thing in the world to be.
Israelites. Israelites. People.
That's why they wanna be us.
That's why they wanna be like us.
They hate like us, cause we are the Jews.
That's why they hate us.
We are the Jews.
I'm sitting around here acting crazy
we are
with each other.
Jews.
We turn to get the enemy.
It's
like
the greatest nationality.
Yeah.
When you find out the truth,
that's
when we'll
be turning
up. Like,
it's the best kept secret that's been kept throughout all the ages. You know that we can real truth.
The secret is out.
They sold out nationality from lying about our history. Had us thinking we was African. Best nationality in the world. God's chosen people. Shalom.
All right. Welcome to another episode of Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Micah Israel, and at the very moment, I'm doing a little mic check. I'm not sure how I sound, if I'm coming off all right. I just give him all the praises, man. I'm just going to go on in. I usually kind of have myself together and doing shows, but these past few months, my life kind of turned upside down a little bit. Not necessarily upside down, but I had my world rocked, I guess you can say. Now, I've spent so much time away from the show that I'm kind of forgetful, and what it takes to get a show up and going and running. And I'm doing everything in the last seconds, and, it's kind of one of those things. So, just checking out my sound quality, hoping that I sound all right. All right, so, as you know, it's a pop-up show, y'all. I just want to do a pop-up show. And specifically reading 2nd Esdras chapter 15 on air is almost like that's what's on my mind, y'all. I really, really want to do that. And it's just on my heart to do so. And so here we go. I'm kind of waiting on Sister Thale to come in. Maybe Brother Ronald. I'm not sure. This is a pop-up show, last second, and actually I'm prepared for if no one pops up. That'll be cool, I can still do what I do, because I really have on my mind to read 2nd Esdras on air, and so it is what it is, but being that I am kind of want to give Sister Thale and Brother Ronald and whoever guest that might pop up, I want to try to give them a couple minutes to get, on the show. So I guess I'll do a little recap on what led to this pop-up show right quick. As we all know, there's a lot going on around this world, and I know I probably said it on the show before, but seems like the stage is being set for World War III. This is just my little truck driver opinion, but seems like the stage is being set for World War III. As my old truck driver eyes look at the situation, I see that there's an issue with China and Taiwan. All right? And I see that America's kind of in between that, preventing China for doing what they desire to do. All right. When I look over here at Russia, I kind of see that Russia issue with Ukraine as us in the way and stopping Russia from doing what Russia desires to do. And so I know we all kind of see that, but when we look in Africa, you got Africa, the continent of Africa. There's a lot of minerals and resources, gold mines, diamond mines. There's all types of mines there. a lot of resources, natural resources there. And it seems like the stage is being set for World War III. Because if some way, somehow, can be united and back their currency with their minerals, their gold, their diamonds, and with Russia and China by their side, I kind of see something trying to happen right there. It's almost like it's a dream that Gaddafi once had, in a currency backed by the minerals and riches of Africa. So I kind of see that trying to come about, but there's a million issues with that. So there we have it on that. And I see Democrats and Republicans. It seems like that's the case. Like they are literally getting ready for a war themselves. Almost like it's not just politics. It's starting to be personal. You know, the feelings of literally Civil War feelings are in the air. And us fellow Americans, we're starting to feel that tension by the day. All right, so everything is kind of trying to come into focus. And I wanted to read that second Ezra, because actually, brother, I call him Brother Jet, but he goes by, I forget the name he tell me to go by, but his brother Jet, he put 2nd Ezra chapter 15 on my mind, and it was so powerful, y'all. It was so powerful. It was written during the time of Babylon captivity, and so that's thousands of years ago. It's a prophecy about the, you know, events that are supposed to take place in the end times. And I wanted to read it on air, basically to kind of give everybody that's listening to my voice to get an idea on what's the, just to read that prophecy, all right? I don't know how we're going to get to this prophecy, but when you look around in our climate today, I think you can kind of see how it's slowly trying to come together. Okay? All right, Sister Thale has not made it in yet. But, yeah, so I really, really wanted to do that. And so let me just go ahead and get started in reading that and putting that out there. Second address. Let me get to it. Open it up. Okay, here we go. All right. I hope my sound quality is all right, y'all. But yeah, I really wanted to read this, and I don't know how this is going to come about, but I know the Most High does. We're living in the times where we're just looking and watching and waiting. So I just want to put this on your mind. This chapter alone is what made this pop-up show. I really wanted to read this chapter, and anyone that hears my voice can hear this for themselves and just kind of put it on the back shelf, right, and watch. You know, hopefully it send them to repentance and get a relationship with the Most High, man. Find out what he want from you. And then once you find out what he want from you, do it, right? Do it. If you find out that he don't want you to eat certain things, then don't. If you find out he wants you to live your life a certain way, live it. Do his will. All right? All right. That's really, that's what it's, righteous. Really, that's the hard part, actually. The rest is so simple. The rest is just going to flow to you, man. All right? Let me take that back. The rest is not simple. Simple to understand where the goal is. But, yeah, that walk is not a simple walk. I take that back. I'm sorry. But finding out what he desires from you is the basics. It's just doing that. Once you find out and doing it, that is the hard part. And when you do try to walk it, you're literally walking like Christ when you do that. Yeah, I know you're not nowhere near Christ. I know. But you're trying. That connection that you got, the reason why you won't do certain things or eat certain things or, you know what I'm saying, that whole life you're living, it attracts those demons, right? Those demons coming for you. Now you're under these spiritual attacks when you go out into the supermarket or anywhere, family union, whatever. And them demons coming. If they see that light that's shining from you and they coming right at you. And now you need to know how to deal with that, right? Because if they can't get you, then they get the people that's right around you, you know? And so you got to deal with that, live with that, you know? It's a struggle. We all in it, man. We all here, we all in it, we all together, and we're just going to keep them on our mind, man, and understand that the Most High foreseen all of this. He already foreseen how it's going to turn out, okay? So if you put it in your spirit to read some chapters, keep letting that light shine from you is my point. You know, you want to read, you want to talk about it a lot with your peeps, the people around you. To get more people to listen and be cool around you, try to say it as if Christ was saying it. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to, he said it with such wisely intent. To where he made peace with whoever. All right? And I'm saying that because some of us come off real rough and hard, and it's equivalent of throwing rocks where you're fishing at. You know? You throw your fishing hook out there to catch a fish. But some of us, like, you know, throw rocks right there where we're trying to fish. And you're scaring the fish away. And that's not even an attractive method in trying to win folks over, you know what I'm saying? So just say some kind stuff, man, but don't come off. Work on yourself, okay? Like I said, the demons are busy. And people don't understand that you're fighting something. They don't get it. They don't understand it. All right? And so by default, you may come off or sound or your facial expression or whatever, they come off a certain way. Don't scare away the fish, y'all. Okay? All right? All right. So just keep be mindful. That's all I'm saying. Just be mindful. Oh, so stay where you at. Okay. Really, really... wanted to do that. Okay, so before I read that, let me play a song. I'm going to play a song and try to get the old Sister Dale. Really want her with me. I really want her to hear this when I'm going to read. I want to say she read this before with me on the show, but I'm not sure. You know, Sister Dale, that's my mom. And I really want her to, you know, be involved in this. So I'm going to play a song, and right after the song, we'll get right into it. All right.
Most High. For taking the things of the world off of my shoulders. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Look, you made my desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. Desires pure. Yeah. You made my desires pure. I want wisdom, understanding. I don't want no Grammy. I wanna live a righteous life with a righteous family. I want a wife to love you more than she love me. Wanna show my people that they royalty. Wanna live by your commands, on your word we stand. I'd rather be touching scriptures than touching these bands. Them riches gon' profit nothing in a day of wrath. I was living in my mess, I had to take a bath. Creating me a clean heart, Abba made me pure. The things of the world, y'all, it's time to ignore. I want love, I want peace, I want everlasting life. Well done, my good and faithful servant, walking in that light. I'm on this narrow path, trying to save a soul. I want my people in Jerusalem, the days of hope. I want to get to the homeless, show them that he cares. I want to get a homeless, hope we almost out of here. Get your example through your son, and it's the only way. Ain't no pagans over here, we keep it holy days. I want my people, stop the killing, we dropping the prophets. I want us come back to the laws, it ain't no other option. Don't want no hate up in my heart, not over no doctrine. I want the fruits of the spirit, y'all could keep the nonsense. I had to renew my mind, I had to free my conscience. I had to confess my sins, I had to be honest. I want the Ruach HaKodesh to come into me. I only trust the Father, not the enemy. The Father word he came and cleansed the enemy. I only want the spirit, so I'm killing me. The Father gave me righteous things that I desire. I wanna see the kingdom, not the lake of fire. I don't want no drugs, scriptures got me higher. If we come in a pure heart, we gon' make it higher.
My desires pure. You made 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 my desires pure.
I haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all that you had for me. Ears haven't heard all that you had for me. You made my desire. Shoulders.
You made my desires pure.
With the things of this world.
You made my desires pure.
I want to say thank you, Father.
You made my desires pure.
Getting that weight off our shoulders. Hallelujah.
All right. Welcome back. All right. Okay, y'all, played that song while I kind of reached out to Sister Thale, and I made contact with her. Let me see if it's here right here, 430 area code. All right, Sister Thale, is that you? You're live on air.
Yes, that's me, and shalom, everyone. I'm sorry, getting old and it's something else. But I'm so thankful. I'm very thankful to be here, and I'm glad you're back on the air. And there's so much that we can get into, and I tell you what, my heart is just, I don't know, it's just bursting because it's just love for this world that I just pray that we all can come together. We all can be blessed in some way or another. We have to find our way. We all have to find our way to peace. And I'm just, you know, everyone is in my prayer. That's what I'm, you know, so I'm just into everything and thinking, and I don't know, brother. My heart is just saddened. But I know this is what in those times. Am I right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is yes, the time. Yes, this yes, is yes, the. Yes. I mean, everyone should be able to pay attention to what time it is.
Right.
Sister, we don't want it to be lost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right before you came on, Sister Dale, this mm-hmm. time I was mentioning what kind of led to this pop-up show and me wanting to read 2 Esdras chapter 15
okay.
on the show, on the air. I really wanted
okay,
to be
brother.
Present as I read it. And,
okay.
yeah, like you just said, Sister Dale, there's a lot going on in this world. And we can see 2 Esdras that was written in Babylonian captivity thousands of years ago. What's being prophesied, all right? He was a real-life prophet in connection with the Most High. And he has given us a prophecy of what's to come in the latter days. Right, and we know we're mm-hmm. living in those latter days right now, and so as we begin to read 2 Esdras, we kind of see how certain things is going to lead to what Esdras is about to say, right? And and they use words to try to describe what they're seeing as they see the future. But I think we're intelligent enough to kind of understand what he's trying to say, right? Okay, so, Sister Dale, I'm going to get started in 2 Esdras chapter 15.
Okay.
Esdras is the same as Ezra in our Bible. Mm-hmm. All right, Esdras
okay.
is located in the Apocrypha, same
mm-hmm.
person, okay? It's the very same guy, all right? All right, 2 Esdras chapter 15, verse 1, I'm starting right now. Behold, speak thou in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in thy mouth, saith the Lord, and cause them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Fear not the imaginations against thee. Let not the incredulity of them trouble thee that speak against thee. For all the unfaithful shall die in their unfaithfulness. Behold, said the Lord, I will bring plagues upon the world, the sword, famine, death, and destruction. For wickedness have exceedingly polluted the whole earth, and their hurtful works are fulfilled. Therefore, saith the Lord, I will hold my tongue no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in those things in which they wickedly exercise themselves. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood crieth unto me, and the souls of the just complain continually. And therefore, said the Lord, I will surely avenge them and receive unto me all the innocent blood from among them. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. But I will bring them with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm and smite Egypt and with plagues as before, and will destroy all the land thereof. Egypt shall mourn, and the foundation of it shall be smitten with the plague and punishment that God shall bring upon it. They that till the ground shall mourn, for their seed shall fail through the blasting and hail, and with a fearful constellation. Woe to the world and them that dwell therein, for the sword and their destruction draweth nigh, and one people shall stand up and fight against another, and swords in their hands. For there shall be sedition among men, and invading one another. They shall not regard their kings nor princes, and the course of their actions shall stand in their power. A man shall desire to go into a city, and shall not be able. For because of their pride, the city shall be troubled, the houses shall be destroyed, and men shall be afraid. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword and spoil their goods because of lack of bread and for great tribulation. Behold, saith God, I will call together all the kings of the earth to reverence me, which are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and Libanius, to turn themselves one against another and repay the things that they have done to them. All right, 21. Like as they do yet this day unto my chosen, so will I do also, and recompense in their bosom. Thus saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God. My right hand shall not spare the sinners, and my sword shall not seek over them that shed innocent blood upon the earth. The fire is gone forth from his wrath, and hath consumed the foundations of the earth, and the sinners like the straw that is kindled. Woe to them that sin, and keep not my commandments, said the Lord. I will not spare them. Go your way, ye children, from the power. Defile not my sanctuary, for the Lord knoweth all them that sin against him, and therefore delivereth he them unto death and destruction. For now are the plagues come upon the whole earth, and ye shall remain in them, for God shall not deliver you, because ye have sinned against him. Behold, a horrible vision and the appearance thereof from the east, where the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots, and the multitude of them shall be carried as the wind upon the earth, that all they which hear them may fear and tremble. Also the Chaldeans, raging in wrath, shall go forth as the wild boars of the wood, and with great power shall they come, and join battle with them, and shall waste a portion of the land of the Assyrians. And then shall the dragons have the upper hand, remembering their nature. And if they shall turn themselves, conspiring together in great power to persecute them, then these shall be troubled, bled, and keep silence through their power, and shall flee. And from the land of the Syrians shall the enemy besiege them, and consume some of them, and in their hosts shall be fear and dread. And in their hosts shall be fear and dread, and strife among their kings. Behold, clouds from the east, and from the north unto the south, and they are very horrible to look upon. full of wrath and storm. A cloud, huh? They shall smite of one upon another, and they shall smite down a great multitude of stars upon the earth. Let me back up a little bit. A star falling to the ground, a puffed up cloud. Okay, that's starting to sound like a atomic bomb type of blast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are
yes.
you with me, sister?
Yes, I'm with you.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, so let me read 34 again. Behold,
okay.
clouds. Clouds come. Behold, clouds from the east and from the north unto the south. And they are very horrible to look upon, full of wrath and storm. They shall smite one upon another, and they shall smite down a great multitude of stars upon the earth, even their own star, and blood shall be from the sword unto the belly, and dung of men unto the camel's hoofs. And there shall be great fearfulness and trembling upon the earth, and they that see the wrath shall be afraid, and trembling shall upon them. And then shall there come great storms from the south, and from the north, and another part from the west. A strong wind shall arise from the east, and shall open it, and the cloud which he raised up in wrath, and the star stirred to cause fear for the east and west wind, shall be destroyed. That's like a... Can I read that again? Let me read it.
Yeah.
Let me read it one more time. Verse 39. A strong wind shall arise from the east and shall open it, and the cloud which he raised up in wrath, and the star to cause fear for the east and west wind, shall be destroyed. A great and mighty cloud shall be puffed up full of wrath, and the star, that they may make all the earth afraid, and them that dwell therein. And they shall pour out over every high and eminent place and horrible star. Okay. Fire and hail and flying swords, and many waters, that all fields may be full, and all rivers with the abundance of great waters. And they shall break down the cities and walls, mountains and hills, trees of the wood, and grass of the meadows, and their corn. And they shall go steadfastly unto Babylon, and make her afraid. They shall come to her and besiege her. The star and all wrath shall they pour out upon her. Then shall the dust and smoke go up unto the heaven, and all they that be about her shall bewail her. And they that remain under her shall do service unto them that have put her in fear. And thou, Asia, that art partaker of the hope of Babylon, and art the glory of her person, woe be unto thee, thou wretch, because thou hast made thyself like unto her, and hast decked thy daughters in whoredom, that they might plead and glory in thy lovers, which have always desired to commit whoredom with thee. Thou hast followed her that is hated in all her works and inventions. Therefore, saith God, I will send plagues upon thee, widowhood, poverty, famine, sword, pestilence, to waste thy houses, and destruction and death. And the glory of thy power shall be dried up as a flower. The heat shall arise that is sent over thee. Thou shalt be weakened as a poor woman with stripes, and as one chastised with wounds, so that the mighty and lovers shall not be able to perceive thee. Would I with jealousy have so proceeded against thee, says the Lord, if thou hadst not always slain my chosen, exalted the stroke of thy hands, and saying over their dead, when thou wast drunken, set forth the beauty of thy countenance. There's a question mark after that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
55. The reward of thy whoredom shall be in thy bosom. Therefore shalt thou receive recompense, like as thou hast done unto my chosen, saith the Lord. Even so shall God do unto thee, and shall deliver thee into mischief. Thy children shall die of hunger, and thy shalt fall through the sword. Thy city shall be broken down, and all thine shall perish with the sword in the field. They that be in the mountains shall die of hunger, and eat their own flesh, and drink their own blood, for very hungry of bread, and thirst of water. Okay? Thou as unhappy shalt come through the sea. Thou as unhappy shalt come through the sea and receive plagues again. And in the passes they shall rush on the idle city and shall destroy some portion of thy land and consume part of thy glory and shall return to Babylon that was destroyed. And thou shalt be cast down by them as stubble, and they shall be unto thee as fire, and shall consume thee and thy city, thy land and thy mountains, all thy woods and thy fruitful trees shall they burn up with fire. The children shall be carried away captive, and look what thou hast. They shall spoil. Excuse me, 63 again. Thy children shall they carry away captive, and look, what thou hast, they shall spoil it, and mar the beauty of thy face. All right, that is 2 Ezra chapter 15. I thought that was powerful. I really wanted to read that on the show.
Well, I tell you really, what, really I can see why. Yeah, I can see why they reinvented the Holy Scriptures and took this out of the. Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
Took some scriptures out of the Bible or the Holy Scriptures, you know, like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people have learned this from the start, I think they would behave differently.
I know you would think that, but these scriptures are very, very old.
This is my thoughts. Doesn't say it's true. I'm just saying. Was this before or after Christ?
Before.
Before Christ?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then Christ probably read over these.
Yes, ma'am.
He probably knew a lot of what this was saying. So I'm thinking that if it was good enough to be in that day and he do what he did, then it's got to be the same today. I mean, the Most High is the same today, tomorrow, forever, you know. I mean, he's the same. Yeah, he don't change. It's we, the human beings, that changes. And I was going over a few things, and I'm thinking, you know, that's what we got to do. We can't let society change who our Father, our Creator is. They can't change him. And he allows things to come forward. No matter how much anyone tries to take it away, they just can't do it. It's going to come out. He's not going to let it sit. Remember, a day is 1,000 years. And I'm thinking it's 1,000 years to him. So all of these people over the past 1,000 years, he just turned around. It's just been a day. Come on. It's just been 2 or 3 days. He hasn't changed in 2 or 3 days, right?
Right.
We're talking 2 and 3 thousand of years. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So he hasn't changed. He's the same. Our time is not his time.
Right.
And so, therefore, I think that if man hadn't changed the information and taken out the scriptures that and all the written works and created the and put together the Bible, and, you know, it's the Roman Catholic Church that did that, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, there you go. So we're just copying whatever Roman Catholic, you know, whatever they say, you know, back in 1600. But a day is like 1,000 years to us. It's 1,000 years to God. It's one day, and 1600 wasn't that long ago then. You know what I mean? It's a few days ago. That's what I'm trying to say. So I think that we should give credence to the Word, to Scriptures, to anything that he brings forth. We should seriously think about it and not just diss it like it doesn't mean anything. I can just read that, what you just read, Second Esdras, and all I can see is what's happening in the world today and the news that I'm looking at. It's almost classic prophecy. You know, so I don't know. But he's telling us from here, and which it also lets us know that he's not going to play. And this is my first time ever reading Esdras, or listening to it, or reading it, whatever. But you know what I'm saying? But it's so what I've always believed, that when he comes back the next time, he's not, you can't change then. You can't get on your knees and start praying. It's just not going to happen. He's going to come back, and he's going to be fierce because he gave us so much time. We need to get it straight. Don't wait. That's what I'm saying. Don't wait. Make a stand. Stand up. Fight for your soul salvation. That's what I'm saying. Fight for it. We have to. We have to fight for it. It's not free. Mm-hmm. You have to give up something. And so what you have to give up is this world. The hatred. Killing. Everything. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, brother, I appreciate you reading that. That was really mind-blowing.
Refreshing. That's a, yes, ma'am. But there was some parts in there that I really wanted to also take with us as we part ways on the show. This is definitely speaking about country and bombing another country. And invading, and the stars, terrible stars, That's if you could just picture a star crashing into the earth, you can just imagine that that's somewhat of a nuclear missile. All right?
Or
it's
fire.
A terrible star.
Yeah.
Oh, a terrible star, right? And he's describing it how he can, but definitely some weaponry is taking place and destruction and cities falling and people are not able to go get food. All right.
Well,
people are not
right
able
now,
to go.
Yeah.
I know, Mama, but
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I know. I'm just, like I said, my heart is just really, really in a knot. and you wonder what's going on with me and everything. I'm just beside myself. That's what's going on. I'm so beside myself because we can't help but think about our fellow human beings, first of all. You know. And we have to do that. And we really have to do that. But I'm saying that I would try to reach out to everyone and tell them to try to, you know, find out what's going on, find out where you are and your place. And you need to do what you believe is right in order for your soul to be saved, in order for you to be right with your Creator. I don't care what name that you call them, but that's what it comes up to, right? Because we got different languages and everything, but we are talking about the same God, the same Creator, the same Savior. We're talking about the same.
I love
but
you,
anyway,
sister.
You go ahead. I know you're going up there. It's good being back, and I pray for everyone and everyone's family and everything, and I'll just say shalom, shalom. And it's a pleasure talking with you again, brother. Be safe.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Mama.
All right. Shalom, family. Bye-bye.
Shalom, bye. All right, y'all. There you got it. That's Sister Dale put her on hold. Yeah, so that was some message just to everybody just put it on your back shelf, get their minds right, understanding that what's saying in Ezra's is coming to pass in our lifetime or not, I don't know. But all I'm saying is that when I look at the scene, it looks like the stage is getting ready, like it just may be. It just may be our lifetime. It's a really good chance, family. So I felt the need of reading that and on the air and get your mind right. I don't know what's covering down the pipeline in the next few months or years because I am not a prophet. I'm watching, y'all. I'm watching, and I'm just speaking my mind, you know, speaking my mind on the show. All right, so with that said, I'm going to have a little closing, little song, and let's see, I'm going to close it with, let's close it with Feast of Tabernacles. All right, shalom, shalom, family.
Okay, he gave me the flow, not for show, so I gotta speak. What I look like hiding, what he manifests inside of me. Out the mud he took me, shaped me with his hand, pottery. Then hiding the fact that I'm chosen, Ruach inside of me. This is not the time not to know we live in prophecy. Now is not the time to hide your sin, this isn't prophecy. Book of Revelations, manifesting, got a lot to see. Take a new approach, try angles, isosceles, not the shape. I'm saying try different angles, devil trying to taint you. Meanwhile, he not stronger than your angels. But he call himself going against the eye, but this is painful. His perception ain't you. Don't receive the picture that he paint you. Realize and believe in the Most High because he made you. This is not a fable. Overcome that lust because you're able. Make the stallion what? Tell them horses get back in the stable. What you think this is? We on top this season just like Basil. Hold on. 2020, we so close to the end. Not family, but destruction coming closer than kin. Fear ends where your faith should begin. Just believe, put your faith within him. Right now, you and him should be friends. And if you not, what you doing, my friend? Take a second right now to repent. I wait. We in a time where public perception means more than a friendship with the Most High. What are you scared of? Are you really scared of the creation of the Most High? Whatever's trying to scare you, he already created. So what are you scared of? Repent. Turn away from your sin. Now is the time to do so. I'm on.